You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Super Mario.
I find this bumper music to be perfect for what we're about to talk about with you boys here at Mix 100, and that is today is National what?
Embrace Your Geekness Day. Celebrated this day every single year. And it's just time to slowly raise your hand and say, yeah, I'm a big geek when it comes to blank. And I know we were kind of talking off the air about, you know, what goes into being a geek and stuff. And you were saying that you think it's more like technology related.
I have always defined, this is just me personally, this is my personal definition.
Yeah.
The difference between a nerd, a geek, and a dork. Because to me, they're three separate. And so you can be a mixture of many of them. For instance, I'm probably about 70% nerd, 20% geek, and 10% dork.
Okay.
Is what I think. But to me, and you can argue with this definition or not, to me, nerds are people who are, it's more information based, kind of yes. knowledge based, or your
technology based is what I usually think it as.
Well, like I think of that
computers,
as
computers, building computers.
That's where I put geeks. But nerds is more of just information and liking to read, like nerds read a lot. Geeks, to me, are the tech people. They geek out over technology. And dorks are just socially awkward.
They're just virgins.
They're so. Like the Super Mario's things, whatever.
Okay.
They are... Right.
Close. It's close. You're close, I think,
so
on all that.
To me, dorks are socially awkward. Geeks are tech people.
So everything I'm finding online, when you search what is a geek, it's they are collection-oriented and enthusiasts in a particular field, gathering facts and souvenirs related to their subjective interest. So you're going to find a lot of geeks at like those card shops playing Dungeons and Dragons, or like me collecting, you know, particular action figures from the 80s. Bit of a geek thing to do. So I don't know if you might blur a little technology into that.
Well, like I said, it's just my definition.
It's your definition. I don't know. Online it says collecting things. My geeky thing personally that I am starting to tiptoe into, I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but I really want to do it. I guess this would be geeky. I want a weather station. I want a weather station.
What does that mean?
In the backyard. It's one of those things that you like hang on the fence and it's got the little propeller. It tells you the wind speed. It tells you your humidity, the temperature, you know, everything. And it shoots it to your phone and it's a little weather station. So you constantly know the weather outside. And that's pretty geeky, I think.
I think that would be geeky.
I think that's geeky.
Why don't you just do it? You have this weird fascination with watching the weather people on TV.
I do.
Anyway.
I love the weather
stuff.
So
why not do it?
So I might do that. Yeah, yeah. What's your latest geeky thing?
My latest geeky thing is software, and that fits the definition that I have.
Yeah.
With its technology. It is a piece of, it's a program, piece of software that I found that is a planning, organizational piece of software. And it creates this page where you can put folders and files, and then you get in there and you put sub things in it, and you can put arrows to things, and you can put lists, you can put photos, you can. It's called Milanote, Milanote, one word, Milanote, and you get into almost a rabbit hole of planning. And let me tell you the good and the bad with that. And I think there's a lot of people who might be able to relate to what I'm about to say. Is that I tend to get caught up in planning, and it keeps me from moving forward on the projects themselves.
Okay.
Because the planning is so fun with this software.
Weird.
So when I use it for my book business and all that other stuff, and the online stuff that I do, and I can create these little outline type of things, and it's so fun to do. I'll have to show you on my computer, on my laptop. You get caught up in it so that you don't want to actually sit and write. You want to keep. It's like I told you how I'm a notebook freak, those spiral notebooks. Mm-hmm. And I keep a ton of them because that's my planning and outline stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm so geeked out over that. that it keeps me from doing the work I should be doing.
That's funny. I want to check out the program.
You should look at it. It's really interesting.
All right. All
For
right.
people who have their own companies, it's pretty invaluable, I think, because you can also share it with other team members and stuff like that.
Look at that.
So I'm geeking out over planning.
Productivity.
I'm over planning.
All right. Okay. You do you, buddy.
I know, but I don't want to be that guy.
Let me give you a couple more that came in on my Facebook. Actually, right now the messages are popping up. Tim says, I dressed as Indiana Jones to go to the latest Indiana Jones movie. Total geek.
No.
That's
dork.
That's
a dork. Dork. That's a dork.
I think that's a dork.
Dork.
Now, if you have a collection of Indiana Jones memorabilia, that might be geek territory. Like Rob. Rob says, I have a massive collection of lightsabers.
Dork.
Geek.
No. Not technology-based. Yeah. Dork.
Geek is collection-based.
I don't feel that way.
I do. Mary says, I use my label maker to label everything. I even have my name on the back of my iPhone.
I think that's nerd.
That's nerd.
I think so.
Big time.
And I'm with her because I love to label things.
Andrea says, I'm a middle school math teacher who owns various holiday-themed vests.
Dork.
Big dork.
Dork.
Super dork.
And don't be offended by this. I told you, everyone's got a little bit. It's your percentage. I'm easily 10 to 15% dork, at least.
I'll give you one more. John. John says, I'm 38 and still live at home.
Loser.